Now, you remember that Ezekiel spoke of wheels within wheels within wheels. First, let us get a long view of how cycles interpenetrate each other. We can all understand that seconds contain microseconds, and that seconds are contained within minutes, and minutes are contained within hours, and hours within days, and days within weeks, within months. And each thing that is contained in another thing is a circle or a wheel within another wheel. So we must understand that the entire universe is built upon cycles beyond cycles beyond cycles. When you go beneath a microsecond, then you get the atomic cycles that are divisions of microseconds. Many, many, many cycles removed, however. Now, we only have about 3 or 4 cycles that we need to be concerned with through the year. But this is the part of the lecture which I explained, which many people are not able to understand. And I would like to make it as plain and simple as I can. It is the concept of the Earth being in one cycle and you being in another cycle. The cycles of the sun, actually the beginning cycle, of course, the first sign of the zodiac is Aries. But if we are counting from January, we start our year in Capricorn, and it is the initiation of the cycle of the Earth year. Now let us just look at what the Earth passes through, how it passes through the 4 quadrants of the clock. In winter, which is the cycle of fire, there is the sleep cycle of all life, and there is the precipitation of snow and purity. Snow is actually the precipitation of the fire element, and the purification for the precipitation, once again, of life. And so that corresponds to the etheric phase, the first quadrant. That is the winter cycle. And it begins on winter solstice. You can put down the 21st of December right at the 12 o'clock line. And all of these cycles change. We go by the dates given by the astrologers for the changing of the 12 houses of the sun just for arbitrary beginning and ending. I realize that with cosmic absolute accuracy, there might be a difference of days or hours, but we're not concerned with that. So we follow those lines because the information is accessible. Now you think of springtime, which begins at the 3 o'clock line for the Earth. It is the budding of new life, and when the first crocuses appear above the ground, that is the sign that we have passed from the etheric into the mental. Where the etheric blueprint has become an idea, a tangible idea that man can seize and he can see. Now when we see that first little tiny bud, a quarter of an inch high breaking through the earth, we cannot say that that is the full plant. We can say it is still an idea. It is an idea that is beginning to burst forth. So the spring cycle corresponds to the air quadrant, 3, 4, and 5. The summer cycle, when the trees are in full bloom, is the emotional cycle of the planet, beginning at the 6 o'clock line, 6, 7, and 8. This is when we have a great heat, we have a precipitation of great feeling, and the perversion of these feelings will come in rioting, in increased crime rates in the large cities. This will be the failure of mankind as a whole to pass the tests of mastery of the water element, mastery of the emotional body, mastery of the 3 plumes, blue, pink, and yellow, in the water body. Now, the emotional body is the most difficult to master for mankind. Beginning at the 9 o'clock line where we are now at this conference in the cycle of Libra, this is the test where we bring all the fruits of the etheric, mental, and emotional cycle into manifestation in the physical. It is a season for harvest. It is the season when people become ill because of a change in the blood and a change in the climate. Would you understand that the mastery of the physical body is important in this cycle? And this is why the attacks are on our physical body in terms of disease and so forth. The whole planet is going through the travail of bringing to birth, to fruition, the harvest of the Christ consciousness. Now, you have your own seasonal year, your own calendar year, that does not necessarily begin in Capricorn unless you are a Capricorn. So what you have to do is think of a wheel within a wheel. You can actually diagram for yourself another clock outside of your main clock, which you're going to draw, and have the outside one turn. Now, wherever your birthday is, in whatever house we have named, that is where your personal year begins. Now, we can take one for example. Take someone who was born in Pisces. Pisces becomes the beginning of his year, and his cycle starts there. Now, we're taking a person whose cycle begins in Pisces. Now, suppose you have an outer ring. You're going to draw this outer ring on the clock. It also has 12 numbers. What you would do is just turn this wheel so that the 12 o'clock line of the outer wheel is congruent with the 2 o'clock line. Do you see how that would work? This will show you where your calendar year will fall in relationship to the year of the Earth. Now, your cycle begins in March in Pisces, or late February, if you're a Pisces. That means that you will start the lines of your etheric cycle at the 2 o'clock line. So when the Earth is going through the 2 o'clock line as a whole, as a planet, you personally are beginning your 12 o'clock line in March. So you will have to see that your fire or etheric cycle begins at 2. Your 12 o'clock line will be at 2. Your 1 o'clock line will be at the Earth's 3 o'clock line. Your 2 o'clock line will be at the Earth's 4 o'clock line. Now, this is not hard to understand if you make a circle within a circle. Now, what will this tell you? It will tell you that while the Earth, for instance, is in Aries, you will be in Aquarius. So then you have two tests that you have to be aware of, parallel tests going on all the time. You have the test that the planet is in, which would be Aries tests of the mental body. The tests are conceit, deceit, arrogance, and ego. This will play upon you in the macrocosmic sense, not the macrocosm we're talking about in the figure eight, but we're talking about the planetary body being the great world and our own physical body being our little world, in terms of our relationship to the physical universe. Therefore, you must be wary then that you personally will be facing tests of hatred and mild dislike, and that the planet will be facing tests of conceit, deceit, and arrogance and ego. So you have to watch the interplay of these two facets going on simultaneously. And each day of that month, you will have to be observant. Now, you must observe not only that line, but the lines that that line connects to. And there are several formations on the clock that I would like to alert you to. Watch this carefully now. Let us take the tests of the planet in the 3 o'clock line. Aries is a fire sign. Now, I'm not talking about the fire quadrant, which is 12, 1, and 2. But Aries, as a sign of the zodiac, is a fire sign. There are two other fire signs in the zodiac. They are Leo and Sagittarius. Where do they fall? They fall on the 7 and the 11 o'clock line. Now, if you draw lines to the center of the clock from 3, 7, and 11, you will find that you have trisected the circle. The circle now becomes divided into three parts. You will also notice that the 3 o'clock line fire sign is blue, Aries. The 7 o'clock fire sign, Leo, is pink. The 11 o'clock fire sign, Sagittarius, is yellow. So in each of the four elements, man has the threefold flame that he must balance. Now, if the Earth's cycle is in Aries, or your birth cycle, either one, you must therefore not only be alert for the major tests of Aries, but for the secondary tests of Leo and Sagittarius. Now that goes for either the Earth cycle or your personal cycle. Now you have that written down. Realize that there is also the quadrants of the clock to be dealt with. If you are having an Aries test, you must be mindful of the cross that Aries forms. 3 and 9, 12 and 6, that forms the cross of Aries. So whether it's a Capricorn, a Cancer, a Libra, or an Aries test, they all connect to each other because they're all blue and because they form the cross. So you have to be simultaneously aware that you will have tests on the cross and tests on the Trinity. Now, as you go around the clock through the 12 months of the year, you have to be aware of these opportunities for mastering each element. So when we're going through the spring and the Earth is going through Aries, Taurus, and Gemini, which would be April, May, and June approximately, that is the time when we all, as a whole, as a group, have the opportunity to replace the carnal mind with the Christ mind. It's the opportunity we have to master. This is an air quadrant, but within the air quadrant there are three signs. Aries is a fire sign within air. Taurus is an earth sign within the air quadrant. And Gemini is an air sign within the air quadrant. So you see there are things going on simultaneously. When you're in Aries, you have the mastery of the Trinity of air and of the blue plumes. When you are in Taurus, you have the mastery of the earth element, Taurus, Capricorn, Virgo, which is 4, 12, 8, right while you are mastering the air quadrant. Then if you will make your cross, you will find that it's an opportunity for 4, 10, 1, 7 mastery. That means the mastery of these qualities listed in Section B and replacing them for the God qualities listed in Section C. So you come to Gemini, and it's the 5 o'clock line, and it's an opportunity to master air under the air sign in the air quadrant. And air, 5 o'clock, will connect with 9 and 1 as its trinity, and it will connect with 5, 11, 2, 8 as its cross. So, I am 10 minutes over time, and the most important thing I want to tell you about that I have observed as opportunity for initiation since I last spoke to you on this chart is the cycles of the moon. The cycles of the moon. First of all, let us understand what the moon is. The moon in its pure state was intended by God to be a giant reflector of the emotional body of mankind and of the earth. The moon was intended to be a focal point for the reflection of God feelings. Feelings of harmony, purity, love, music, faith, mercy. Now, because mankind's feelings are the most impure aspect of his world, and the astral plane is actually a sewer of discarnates and all types of vampire activities and floating grids and force fields of grave danger to the children of light, the moon then goes on reflecting the emotional body of the earth. But it is not reflecting the God qualities that man should be out picturing. It is reflecting what is there, as every mirror does. You see in a mirror exactly what you are. And so we see reflected by the moon exactly what the earth is. Now, about every 3 days, the moon goes through a different sign of the zodiac. And this is listed in a yearly almanac or sometimes in your local newspapers. It is important that you have in your decree book a listing of the cycles of the moon, where the moon is passing through. We have observed not one, but dozens of people. When they had a weakness, for instance, in Aries, and the moon was in Aries, they would fail a test of initiation on the Aries sign because of the tremendous pull of the moon on the emotional body of man. Now, if you know when you get up in the morning where the moon is, you can say to yourself, now today and right now that the moon happens to be in Cancer. So today we will be having tests of the water body. through the moon, which is amplifying all of the karma that mankind has in that one body. We have to be careful of feeling sorry for ourselves. If I feel sorry for myself today, I know that I have to call to Astraya to encircle the moon substance, the substance that the moon is amplifying in the world and making so much greater around me today. Or self-justification, or feelings of indecision. You can't make a decision for God. You don't know what you want to do. You can't make up your mind what dress you're going to wear. All the way from the big decisions to the little decisions. That is that turbulence of the water element that makes your thinking unclear. Now that when the moon changes and goes into Leo, you know that the whole planet, because of this moon reflector, will have tests on the fire element. Tests of God gratitude. And you know, no matter how many times you may tell yourself, now I know that the moon is in this sign, you'll find you'll forget. And all of a sudden, the moon will be in Leo. You'll see that you fail a test, you might have an outburst. And if you trace the reason why you got emotionally upset, and you're really honest with yourself, you will go back and find out it's because you did not amplify the flame of gratitude. You were not grateful enough for God's love, for His goodness to you. You preferred the emotional outburst of the human ego, and you failed the test because you were not alert. Now you have to become psychologists in your own life so that you can determine your own behavior patterns and look and see why you do the things that you do. Now the electronic belt will not tell you everything, but it is a very important guideline. I want you to be familiar with it. I want you to give the 6.04 decree every day. We have had students and staff members that we've known and taught these laws to day by day for maybe years, 2 years, a year and a half. I even teach it to my children. I always tell them about what tests they must be careful for because of the signs of the times. The three wise men knew where to find Jesus because they were astronomers. They were called astrologers, but they were really astronomers. Now the complexity of this chart, in terms of cosmos, you can imagine, is profound. I mean, it has a calculus which I could not even begin to give you, because every star and every planetary body has its own electronic belt and its own cycles. We had a time between the last class and now when Mars was closer to the Earth than it had been in 50 years. And you could see the cycles of the electronic belt of the planet Mars, which is a planet of war and extreme chaos. It vibrates red and black. It is almost completely taken over by Luciferian forces, and its population is in complete subjection to these forces. Now, at the time that Mars was closest, you could feel a stirring up of the war in Egypt. The Arabs announced that there was only one way to solve the problem, and that was to fight. We had skirmishes all over the world of various kinds, and you notice people bickering with each other. Well, I'm sure that this goes on and on and on and on. Now, we don't want to be superstitious about this. We want to be scientific. We want to realize that none of these qualities have any reality except that which men give to them. That the most important astronomy is the study of the causal body and the God qualities that replace these lesser ones. The reason we look at this electronic belt at all is because we are about to make our ascension, and the law requires us to transmute it. And we have to become wise as serpents and harmless as doves. If we turn our back on the karmic ball that is being thrown to us, we may miss it, we may not catch it. It only takes a few minutes a day to remind ourselves where we are in our birth cycle, where the earth is and where the moon is. We make a mental note of it, and we go on with our decrees, and we acknowledge the supremacy of the Christ and God. In a universe where there has occurred the fall of man, the fall of Lucifer, and his angels, where there is practiced witchcraft and black magic, and these are practiced scientifically according to the cycles of the moon and of the sun, students of light can scarcely afford to be ignorant or lacking in knowledge concerning these subjects. So I would caution you to maintain the golden mean. Don't stick your head in the sand, as some metaphysicians do, and just be content to acknowledge that God is good and He's everywhere and all is right with the world. On the other hand, don't get frightened or superstitious or give undue power to these conditions. When you are given an assignment to rake leaves or to clean the house or to scrub a floor, you say, well, there's so much dirt here, I have to get a certain type of instrument to clean it up. It'll take me so much time, and I'm going to begin, and I'll be through in such and such an hour. We don't weep and faint and get disturbed and think the floor is going to come up and bite us and eat us. We simply go about it systematically and scientifically, and we clean it up, and we wax it, and it's perfect. And this is what God is telling us to do with the electronic belt. And He's making it easier by telling us what kind of dirt is there, what kind of solvent will dissolve it, how we can go about cleaning it up, and what time of the year is most auspicious for this activity. So if you can realize that we are not off balance in our understanding. I mention this because every once in a while you get people who are critical of our diagramming of human creation because it doesn't exist to begin with. Well, if it doesn't exist, why aren't you ascended? If it doesn't exist, why are you standing here complaining about it? I mean, it's quite a dichotomy which people who are involved in don't seem to see. They can't get free of it, they can't overcome it, and yet they criticize you for giving any power to it. We're not giving any power to it at all. We are withdrawing the power from it as a chemist would in a laboratory. And we have to understand that the transmutation of atoms, of each type of atom of human creation, involves a science. And that what I've given you today is just a bare surface understanding, a bare outline, but your Christ cells will give you more. So I think that until Mark comes, he's due for his lecture now, I will give you the opportunity for a few questions. Yes?
On the personal cycle on the clock, suppose your birthday is after the 21st or 22nd of the month. But then you turn your clock to the next month?
Well, you have to know when the sign changes. Some signs change the 19th, some the 20th, some the 21st, some the 23rd.
Do you go by the month?
No, you go by the sign.
You go by the calendar month that you're born.
No, you don't. You go by the sign. You have to know what your sign is. What is your birthday?
My birthday is on March the 5th.
Well, then you're not concerned.
No, but I'm concerned about something else.
Okay, well, then you have to get a newspaper because it changes each year, or an almanac. These signs are not the same every year. There's a difference of a day or so.
Yes.
Of the changing. So you have to know, and of course they call people who are born right when it's changing, they're born on the cusp. And they have the equal influence of two signs. And therefore, they have two opportunities. The opportunity to serve under two hierarchies and to master the circumstances under them. The reason we're born in the sign we're born in is to attain mastery. And so wherever you are, you can look at the electronic belt and be sure that your major tests of your embodiment will be on that line under that hierarchy. Now the hierarchy, for instance, of Pisces, consists of millions of cosmic beings who have attained God mastery. And they hold the focus for all of cosmos, for all evolutions evolving to attain God mastery on the 2 o'clock line. You can appeal to that hierarchy as you appeal to the ascended hosts of light to assist you in gaining your mastery. They are magnificent cosmic beings, and they extend in worlds beyond worlds beyond worlds. They are not alone focused in the star formation that bears their name, which is only one tangible manifestation of these solar hierarchies. But they are the 12 major divisions of God's consciousness in cosmos.
You said our electronic belt is a counterclockwise spiral. Is all negative energy counterclockwise and all positive clockwise?
The question is all negative energy counterclockwise and all positive energy clockwise? The answer is no. You can send forth hatred in a positive spiral. This is black magic. There can be both types of spirals. Spirals are used for many things, for precipitation, for disintegration, for the ascension, for the resurrection. I've taken an entire chapter of 100 pages just to explain the positive and negative spirals. It is not a simple thing one can explain, but let us understand that the use of the word negative has two connotations. Negative is simply the opposite of positive, and we have positive and negative electricity represented by a plus and a minus sign. The plus and the minus sign stand for Alpha and Omega, the Father, Mother, God, the masculine, and the feminine. The masculine is the plus, the feminine is the negative. So therefore, the word negative, simply put, means minus or feminine. We talk about a feminine spiral because it goes in reverse. And when the energies proceed from the heart of the central sun, from Alpha and Omega, they form a weave. Proceeding from the 12 o'clock line, they come out in opposite directions and cross. And then they keep on weaving throughout cosmos, so that you always have present in all energy the perfect balance of the plus and minus spin, we call it, a spin, the electronic spin. Now, the other connotation of negative is evil. This is an entirely different definition. So the electronic belt is in a negative spiral, and by that I mean a reverse spiral. It is in a feminine spiral, but it is also an evil spiral. So both terms apply in that case. They do not always apply. And you'll have to get the full development of this concept when you study the book, and we have it all charted and diagrammed also. You see, every project that you begin goes through the cycles of the clock. Whenever you start something, whether you have a child or a marriage or you build a house or you find the master's teachings, if you can remember the day you began, you can plot a cycle for that activity on the clock. And all cycles begin in Capricorn. So you can see that everything that takes place, everything that comes forth out of the heart of God into precipitation, must go through the four quadrants. It must receive the blessing and the momentum and the mastery of the 12 hierarchies of the sun until it is fulfilled and returns to the 12th house. I think Mark should be notified that he does have a lecture now. Will one of the staff members please let him know? All right, thank you. I'm happy to talk, but I don't like to talk into his time. I'm sure he has something very important to give you. I will answer more questions, though.
How do you know what cycle the moon is in?
You can find it in the paper under the astrology guide or in an ephemeris or a yearly almanac. It's listed for the whole year. It's done each year.
Am I giving you time?
Oh,
I'm supposed to be on half an hour.
Just been talking to you guys.
Well, I was here all the time waiting for you to finish.
Oh, I announced it several times.
How come you didn't come forth when I announced it?
I was in my office.
You have to come out wherever you are.
I did. I'm sure you profited, ladies and gentlemen, by Mrs. Prophet's talk.